Weekend Dilemma.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Yes, that's right. It's that time of a Saturday morning where we take you through a dilemma that one of our listeners has emailed into us and try and, I don't know, maybe solve the situation, put it up for debate, get your thoughts. Today, taking us through our weekend dilemma, Justin Fenwick. It's good to have you in the studio.
Good morning, Paul.
Thanks. And before she heads back up the track to Catherine, we thought we'd get in Carmen Brown. Carmen, it's good to have you join the weekend dilemma.
Oh, lovely to be here.
Let's get into it, because this week we have gotten an email from Cara, and she says, "Hi there. Recently, my aunt gave me a trinket to mark a special occasion, but I think it's absolutely hideous. Now, at the time, I pretended to be very grateful and I thanked my auntie for it. But the truth is, I don't think I will ever wear it, and it is currently sitting in the back of a wardrobe. Now, I've thought about either re-gifting it or donating it to the op shop, but I also don't want to hurt my auntie's feelings. So would it be rude to re-gift or give away the trinket? Or is it better that it could potentially go to someone who will get more joy than I will?" Carmen, I might start with you on this one. Have you ever been given a trinket, piece of jewellery, maybe a gift from a loved one, and you've thought to yourself, how am I going to break it to them that it's not quite me?
I have, and unfortunately it wasn't just the one item. It continued to be a series of items over a number of birthdays of the same theme for many years. And at a point I had to draw the line. And it was my mother who was the guilty party here. I'll describe the items. Glass animal, sort of like, what do you call them? Like a little animal made of glass, basically. A little trinket that you put on the table or sideboard. But, of course, as a journalist moving around from state to state, don't need to be hauling a large collection of glass animals. And they really weren't to my style. So I, of course, was very, very grateful and kept them for about the first five or six, and then at that point had to say, "Mum, it's time to stop." But yeah, very awkward. It is a dilemma. What do? You don't want to hurt their feelings, but it's not really a practical gift, I guess.
So. Yeah, because I think I know what you talk about, because I think my mother liked collecting those particularly as well, but she'd buy them for herself, which was completely fine. But when parents start buying you things and you kind of think to yourself, oh, look, it would be nice, as you say, if I was settled in one place and maybe...
Even then, no, they just aren't nice. Like, but you can't say that, can you?
No.
It's like, thanks.
Justin, have you had any ugly gifts given to you over the years?
Look, I've probably had ugly shirts given to me over the years, but I'm a little bit of a hoarder. So I hold on to everything, and it goes in a box when I move. Doesn't necessarily get unpacked, but it might just stay there for years on end. Like, my mother had the worst sense of style when... I was 15, 16, still not particularly up with it, but I just have these hideous, gross t-shirts which do not fit me anymore because I'm a rounder shape than what I was when I was 15, 16, and they are just so hideous. I mean, they were body glove, like they were from Kmart, like They are just so hideous.
And did she do the thing that a lot of parents do where she's like, oh, yeah, Justin's about this size, so therefore if I buy these shirts, they should fit?
She did exactly that. And what was going through her head at that time when she was purchasing those shirts, I have no idea. Did she think, I can see Justin in this because I couldn't? They were just so revolting. And it was every birthday, like I would get another shirt in the range of hideous shirts. So I just had this collection. I mean, look, as a nice son, I would wear them, but I would tell her about my disgust for these items.
So you were very honest about your feelings. So she knew exactly where she stood, but she continued to buy you these.
She continued to buy them because they were in the budget line. So I think, look, honesty is the key to these types of things. Sure, you don't want to hurt people's feelings, but sometimes you have to be like, look, Auntie Helen or whatever, you know, her auntie's name is, or Mum, Look, just stop, because this isn't me. Or in your case, Carmen, just look, I can't keep having them because they're going to get broken.
Can I ask, you've still got the shirts in a box, though?
I do. I
Why?
Do. Look, that's a good question. Basically, when I moved to Alice Springs, I had to take everything with me. My mother decided that was the best thing to do to clear out her house and clutter mine. And they've just stayed with me ever since. So they're still there today.
Carmen, do you think if you'd had been a little bit more honest with your mother back when you got the first animal that there probably would be less in your collection now?
We could have avoided this whole situation. And a big shout out to our mums. I think we've got similar mums here. So, yes, definitely I did not be honest with mums for the first, 5 or 6 years that this was going on. Just thank you, Mum. That's really thoughtful. I love it. But I don't think that really helped either of us. And at some point, you do need to be honest. You can do it in a thoughtful way. Don't have to hurt the feelings. They do mean well. But I think, yes, it is best to maybe address that issue a little bit earlier on.
What has happened to the glass animals since?
They are no longer in my possession. I don't actually recall what I did with them. I'm trying to think whether I gave them away. They're just one of those things that nobody really would use. So I didn't feel like I could give them to anybody. They were a bit hideous. Sorry, Mum. I know you like them, and I guess they are to some people's taste, but certainly not anyone I know. So
I reckon Jude at the Salvos has probably whacked $10 on each of them, and she's selling them for a profit.
It's quite lucrative.
Well, I was going to say, because then what do you do now? Justin, you've kept your shirts because obviously your mum wanted to get rid of everything out of her house and put in yours. Have at any point, have you thought to yourself, maybe I could just, as you say, donate them to the Salvos?
Totally. That's what we're going through at the moment. So we're going through all our cupboards, clearing everything out, getting rid of all that stuff that we've held on to for 5, 6 years now. So really getting rid of all those things that don't fit me. but I think, like, when it comes to trinkets, like, they're really easy. I mean, in the case of the glass animals or figurines or whatever they were, I think, like, it's so easy to put those things to one side. But if it's, like, jewellery or if it's a trinket, like, if it's, like, a bracelet or something, I don't know, by all means, I've whacked mine in my jewellery box. I'm going to out myself as a little bit of a hoarder. So I have my jewellery box with all of my bracelets that people have given to me, ex-boyfriends, whatever, over the years. And some of them are still nice, and I would probably wear them, but just not right now. So I've hoarded them into my jewellery box.
But let's be honest, at any point, are you going to go through your jewellery box and think to yourself, oh, I loved that bracelet from when I was 17. You're young at the moment, but, you know, I'm 45. Let me relive my youth by wearing the bracelet that I wore when I was 17. Like, is that going to happen to future Justin?
Look, I may not go through the jewellery box. Let's be honest about this. This is one item that I will probably not touch. So in that case, like, if it's going to sit in the back of her closet, that's okay, I think, because it might take up a little bit of space, but it's not taking up enormous amounts of space like shirts do. So I think, like, she's all right to keep it. I say just keep it. Get over it. It might be ugly, but keep it.
The other thing too is it depends where you live and where the person who gave you the gift lives, because in my case, I could certainly get away with hiding my trinkets because Mum didn't live in the same state as me, so she didn't know they weren't on display. But if you live around the corner from your mum or your auntie and they come to your house and go, oh, where's that lovely thing I bought you, then it becomes awkward. I think that sort of plays into how you deal with this situation. Yeah,
how close you can be to family. Because that can also be the other thing, because as Cara was talking there, she was thinking about donating it to the op shop. Now, I know in Alice Springs we're spoilt for choice sometimes with the op shop, but it doesn't mean that, you know, Auntie Helen, as we'll now call her, Justin, won't walk into Vinnie's or the Salvos one day and go, oh, I recognise that trinket, I recognise that piece of jewellery.
Will she? How old is... I want to drill down on specifics now. How old is Auntie Helen? Maybe she may not remember in 5 years' time. Like, there might be some grace periods coming up for Cara to get away with, you know, putting it in an op shop, giving it away to charity. Look, I mean, Maybe Auntie Helen's not on Facebook. Maybe, you know, sell it on your local buy, swap, sell group. Mm. You know, make some profit off it. I'm not a fan of re-gifting, though. Like,
no.
I'm a fan of repurposing, but I'm just not a fan of re-gifting. Like, I think that's incredibly rude. Mm. Someone has gone out of their way to spend money on you. Don't give it to someone else, like, as a gift.
But you can sell it for money.
But you can sell it for money. Because
that's okay.
Then it's a win.
Well, I like that idea of, yeah, don't re-gift because it's ruder to re-gift than to sell. Well, you have to explain the logic behind that.
Well, I think, like, you can get away with selling an item nowadays a hell of a lot easier than you can re-gifting. I guess, like, it depends. Like, if you're going to re-gift within your own family, like, maybe you should rethink. But if you're going to sell, you open yourself up to a broader audience. And I think social media has, you know, helped us be able to move our items on quicker. So Auntie Helen may not even know.
Well, if she's not on Facebook, Carmen, would you have ever sold the glass animals?
I don't think I would. I think that I feel like that would be really rude. But I could be wrong. And it's, I don't know. It's a bit of it is awkward because it's well-meaning. And the other thing with regifting, I suppose, if you didn't like it because it's that hideous and then you regift it to another member of your family or friends, what does that say about you as a person? I really think you should just shove it in the back of the cupboard and be done with it. We all forget that this ever happened.
And let Mum bring out the, you know, glass figurines when she comes up.
Just bring them out on the right occasions. They're there. No one has to know, and then they go back in the cupboard.
Exactly. Strategic placement and strategic timing. I love it.
So there you go. I'm not quite sure whether we've solved Cara's dilemma, but look, I think if you sell it, well, what's the verdict? If you sell it, it's fine. If you re-gift, well, you know. Again, if you didn't like it, what makes you think somebody else will? That could be the other thing as well.
But, you know, another person's trash is another person's treasure. Look, I think it's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, I was going to say, one person's trash could be that other person's $10.
Yeah. That is also true.
Well, guys, I think hopefully we've helped Cara out with her dilemma whether to re-gift, give away, or simply donate to the op shop. Carmen Brown, Justin Fenwick, thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
And if you've got a dilemma for the panel, you can get in touch with us at any point. You can email us at alicesprings@abc.net.au. Or simply message us via the ABC Alice Springs Facebook page. Always happy to tackle those little dilemmas in life.